great having Dr. Holland Ullman on, chairman of the Killerwin Group, senior advisor of the Atlanta Council. Let's not forget op-ed, a piece extraordinaire in The Hill. Also, best-selling author of The Fifth Horseman and the new Mad, the aforementioned Dr. Harlan Ullman. Harlan, always good having you. I haven't spoken to you in a while. That doesn't mean I have stopped reading what you are writing, sir. But it's good to have you back here on a Friday.
We're gonna have a good time this morning.
I'm ready for you, kiddo. I'm ready for you. So, I mean, give me a sense. What's your latest piece? Trump and all the money and what has to be paid? That sham, circus going on right now, Holland?
Well, first, these are grim times. We can't get a budget going, even though they will. What's happening in Gaza is a disgrace. Netanyahu's going to come meet to talk before Congress.
Yeah.
We're going to be filled with Haitian boat people. We need something that's light and humorous. So I have that. As you know, I am not a supporter or an admirer of Donald Trump.
I know you're not.
And it is clear that Trump's Kevlar or Teflon, whichever it is, has now been dented. And it's not been dented by 91 indictments and legal cases against him. It's been indicted by the fact that he cannot raise $454 million to provide a bond so that he does not have to pay that huge fining that has been held against him in New York City. So I have an idea. Look, Trump made his fame as a TV celebrity in The Apprentice series. So why doesn't Trump come back with a new series? He's got about 35 weeks until the election. Let's say he could come up with 24 weekly shows that run for an hour or two. They would be called A Day with the Donald. And people would pay possibly $20 million to be able to spend a day with Donald Trump. So this would be programmed. It would be shown once a week for 1 or 2 hours. It would actually give Trump an enormous opportunity for campaigning, and there could be extras. For example, maybe for an extra $2 million, you could play a round of golf with Donald Trump. Or maybe for an extra $10 million, you could sit next to him on the defendant's table in one of his court cases. And now with the series ready to go, who would be the ideal TV network to buy them? Fox. And so I'm sure Fox would be able to pay a fair penny. So it seems to me that this is a way that Donald Trump can use his entrepreneurial skill set to make a lot of money, to raise money for his bond, and actually serve his campaign very, very well, because at least once a week at prime time, you'll be listening to him. Now, if Donald Trump gets a chance to read my column, Jay, I only have one request. Can I become a crow producer?
You know, Holland, I say you get the job if you can make that happen. And you know something? Why not? You know, he's got so many. If everybody contributes a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, you get a million of his followers. Let's say 450 of them. He's got what? A million followers times 450 is what? 450 million, right? Wouldn't that cover the spread there? I think it would. But
you know, GoFundMe, crowdfunding.
Yeah.
The point is that Trump is so provocative and so off the wall that while this is obviously a lampoon, he might be wise to consider something like this to be able to shock and awe and to come back. Because no matter what the polls say right now, it is impossible, and I put this in another piece, it's impossible to know who is going to win in November. There are just too many uncertainties. And quite frankly, Jay, the biggest issue that will be the most decisive is who controls both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. For example, if one party controls the White House and both houses of Congress, okay, they probably can get something done.
Yeah.
But if one party only controls the White House, they're not going to get anything done. If one party controls the White House and the House, they're not going to get anything done. And if they control the White House and the Senate, because they should be able to get confirmations through, they may be able to get something done. But frankly, that picture looks really grim, because I think it's hugely unlikely that either Republicans or Democrats will win control of both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. And what we're seeing right now playing out in Congress, you say it's a circus. It's not just Congress, a circus. The problem is it's a deadly serious circus in which the future country of our country is at stake, and we can't seem to come to grips with basic ways of resolving it. Netanyahu comes to this country and talks before the U.S. House of Representatives. That's going to be another circus, Jay. It's going to take all the time and effort and take out all the oxygen from the room. And so you're going to hear Netanyahu degrade Joe Biden. So you'd have a foreign leader coming to the United States to criticize the American president. Can you imagine the firestorm that that's going to cause politically at a time when we simply don't need that? And you have a whole series of these.
Well, listen, you know, when I say to Bibi, wait in line. And there's plenty to go around as Joe Biden is concerned. And that pony show going on right now with Tony Blinken in Tel Aviv, I mean, is an absolute joke. I mean, what is he looking to accomplish there? What is he looking to accomplish?
Well, let me put it.
Netanyahu is not going to change his strategy.
Jay, let me put this in very simple terms. Friends do not let friends drive when they're drunk. Netanyahu is drunk on power. And Netanyahu right now is driving Israel over a cliff.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Stop. And so what do friends do? Israel right now is becoming a pariah globally. Israel is damaging its...
What would you like Israel to do, Holland? What would you like them to do? How about this? Why don't we put the guns down and hand over 1,000 Palestinian prisoners? That's the answer.
Jay, wait. If you give me a chance, I will tell you. I told you from the beginning that this was the war from hell, simply because the Hamas strategy was to entice Israel to overreact. And Israel had no choice but to overreact. Now, what can we do? On the one hand, Israel has the right of self-defense. But in carrying out that right of self-defense, they have committed a humanitarian catastrophe in terms of starvation, which virtually everyone recognizes in terms of whether it's good media, whether it's international organizations. So what do you do? Netanyahu is not prepared to give in. So what does Biden do? This is the war from hell, which is only going to get worse. And when or if it ends, and I'm not sure it will, I've called this the thousand-year war, Israel is going to find itself in a much greater position, a worse position. It's going to have no friend. It is going to have no friend. And unfortunately, the Hamas strategy.
What would you like him to do, Holmes?
Diabolically brilliant. Pardon?
What would you like Netanyahu to do? Put down the weapons? Do you want him to put down the weapons, yes or no? Right now. You want him to put down the weapons?
I want him to use the weapons sensibly, in which he does not do more
damage. How do you use the weapons sensibly?
Very simply.
Terrorist organization being funded by Iran.
Jay, stop for a second.
How would you like them to do that? Let me ask you, do you want the hostages back, Holland?
Of course we want the hostages back. What you have to do is two things. One, you have to up the humanitarian effort, and Israel is not doing that, period. Second, you've got to be far more selective. And third, you've got to have a better strategic communications plan to be able to come up with what happens when the war ends. Bibi's plan right now is to kill as many Palestinians as he can.
So I'll tell you what. Why don't we put Chuck Schumer front and center? I mean, his idea is to have elections for the sole purpose of getting Netanyahu the hell out. That's what you want. You agree with Chuck then, right?
Absolutely.
You agree with Chuck Schumer? You think that Schumer's comments were appropriate?
Wait a minute. Did you read his comments?
Did I read it? Said? I heard them.
No. You didn't. You heard soundbite. Did you read his whole speech? Yes or no?
Does he want Netanyahu out? Yes or no?
Of course he does.
Of course.
Of course he does.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Schumer does not like the strategy in play by Netanyahu and the IDF. He doesn't want it.
He wants
Israel to put the weapons down. Did you hear one iota of anything out of Schumer's mouth regarding the hostages?
Jay, yes. If you read the entire speech, you did not hear his entire speech, and you did not read it. You only saw a soundbite. The speech, if you read it, was actually quite moderate. My point is that on the current course, And it's almost inevitable that Netanyahu is going to stay in power. Okay, we agree on that. He is going to drive Israel over a cliff. So what do you do? This is an impossible situation for Biden. If Trump were president, anybody
would. An impossible situation. What has Biden done? What has he done to quell the situation? Let me ask you a question. What has he done in Ukraine, Joe Biden? Has he done anything? Has he tried to bring people to the table regarding a negotiation with Putin and Zelensky and the rest of NATO? Has he done that?
Jay, first, let's focus on Gaza. Let's focus on Gaza first, then we'll get to Ukraine if you'd like. Biden has sent about $20 billion of aid to Israel. We have not stopped the aid. We've sent a huge amount of money, supplies, and weapons. About Ukraine, I agree with you.
Biden is about appeasement, Holland. He's always about appeasement. That's his M.O.
Well, I think I put it a different way. I think he's about not expanding the war. But I agree with you in Ukraine.
It's about elections. It's about satisfying a base. You know it and I know it. Come on.
Jay, I'm not an advocate for Joe Biden. I want a third president. I cannot vote for either Biden.
Well, you don't have it. You don't have it right now. Pick one of the two. Pick one of the two.
I understand. And and with great reluctance, I picked Biden. And the problem there is, what do you do about Kamala Harris? Because that's a catastrophe. I think that Trump will be a catastrophe. He's unfit for purpose. You may disagree with that. But look, there's no other person, no other president who has been rejected by his vice president, two former secretaries of the state, two former secretaries of defense, two former chiefs of staff, and all sorts of other people. Trump cannot tell the truth. He has no character or moral background.
You know, why is this always go back to Donald Trump? The ineptitude of what we have seen in this country over the last 3 years, and it goes back to Trump. When all else fails, blame Trump. You're in that bandwagon as well. Unbelievable.
Oh, no, actually, I'm not, Jay. I've told your list.
You just said. You just said.
We had stop.
If you had to go for one of the two, you're going with Biden another 4 years. Can we really sustain four more years?
No choice. Jay, the last competent president we had was George H.W. Bush. I have had great problems with Clinton, Bush 2, Obama, Trump, and Biden. I don't think any of them has been a particularly good president, and I do not agree with most of Biden's policies. All right? I want somebody else, but there's nobody else. And this is an impossible situation because I can't tolerate Trump, and the prospect of Kamala Harris is frightening. So what do you do?
Well, again, I'll ask you, do you really think this is working right now and to go another 4 years?
I have never been as frightened about the future of this country as I am right now, Jay. You read my stuff, even during the Vietnam War. And what makes it so difficult for me is that in the past, I've always been good in criticizing and coming up with solutions. I do not have a single solution today that's implemented to make the situation better until we can find an acceptable leader for the United States. And I just simply don't know who that is. That means I'm desperate. I'm desperate. And I mourn for this country because I see it going in the wrong direction at a time when the population was never more divided. This is at least as great as 1860, but over.
So let's do another 4 years of that. And let's see what we have left by 2028, which will be nothing.
I agree with you. Jay, there's no choice. All right? Do you want to die by lethal gas or by being shot? That's the choice we're being given right now, in essence. Which poison do you want? And both are unacceptable. And the question is not so much how did we get here, but how do we prevent this happening again? Remember, over 75% of Americans don't want Trump and don't want Biden. This is inconceivable. We've never had this situation before. So explain to me not only how do we get here, but how do we get out of here? How do we change it? And you and I know what's the next crisis that's going to happen tomorrow. the Haitian boat people. And what do you predict about that? We're unprepared, unready, and there are going to be tens of thousands of Haitians storming ashore in Florida within the next week or two. What do we do? What do we do? Irrespective of who's president. And we just can't deal with it. And it's a tragedy. And I wish I had solutions.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to have a duplication of what we are seeing down at the southern border as far as what's going to happen here. And thank goodness.
I agree with you.
Thank goodness you got a guy with half a brain down in Florida. Okay? Thank goodness.
I hope so.
Because you got agents down there that, you know, they're admitting. They are admitting that this country should expect a wave of illegal immigrants from Haiti.
Of course. If you were the governor of Texas,
let me ask you: do you think Joe Biden will treat the influx differently from how he treats all that's going on down there with the border, down in Texas, Arizona, California? You think it'll be different?
No, I don't. It's going to be a disaster. We're not ready for it. And I agree with Abbott, your governor of Texas, the federal government will not allow you to arrest illegal aliens who are coming in and send them out of the country. And so if you use Texas law, it's unconstitutional because that's not the right of a state. This is crazy. This is how the Constitution is broken. And I simply don't know how we're going to repair and fix it. And when you have a Supreme Court that's also highly politicized, it makes life extremely difficult. We fast forward to the election on November 5th, as you and I have discussed. It's going to be decided in 7 states in 30 or 40 precincts. And supposing each of these precincts are decided by 10, 50, 200, 300 votes, and we get a rerun of 2000 in which George W. Bush was elected by 537 votes in Florida and one case in the Supreme Court. Now you have 50 or 60 or 70 or 100 cases. We may not end up with an elected president in January 20th, 2025, it may be the Speaker of the House. This could be an electoral catastrophe. Are we planning for it? And years ago, this would be a movie. It would be a fiction. It would be beyond people's comprehension. Now you and I can sensibly talk about these things, and they might happen. The Florida influx of Haitians is one of them. This is inconceivable. I mean, we went through this before with the boat people from Cuba, from Haiti before. And we're no better prepared? How did that happen? Please tell me.
No, we're not. And quite frankly, I think the present guy right now is over his head as far as what he can handle.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with you. But is Kamala going to be any better?
No, Holland.
That's not a serious question.
No, Holland. But we need to do a lot better. We got to think really about this. Listen, and with all that's going on and all these, I don't listen, I don't read, I don't see, I don't believe in polls. For all that's going on at the border, which is the number one issue right now. If you look at these numbers where Trump has leads and everything else, I wouldn't buy into it, quite frankly. If I'm this Republican Party, you get down to basics. You absolutely get down to basics. If the Tom Suozzi win in the special election in the 3rd Congressional was not a signal, then I don't know what is, quite honestly. If that's not a signal that the GOP has a lot of work to do, if they want to change hands there, then shame on them. Shame on them.
Look, both parties, look, there is no Republican Party, the party of Trump. And unfortunately, the Democratic Party has been taken over the extreme left wing. So you have, on the one hand, an assault on our culture, which is damning in the extreme, which will take time. On the other hand, in my mind, you've got Trump, which is an assault on the Constitution, which is dangerous in a different way, and I think it's a more timely danger. But the fact of the matter is you have two political parties that I cannot embrace, that I cannot accept, and a third party has no chance of doing anything. And I believe a majority of Americans, certainly a plurality of Americans right now, are independent, who feel the same way. Where do you go? Where do you go? And you ask the question, who do you vote for? that is an extremely tough question because it's a choice of alternative poisons. And that's not where America should be and can be. And as I told you, I'm enormously frustrated because I cannot come up with good solutions to be able to change things in a positive way right now.
But Holland, you know, what it comes down to is these two. And again, I'm not loving Trump. I'll tell you that much. But I think a lot of people feel the same way. But the alternative, we've already seen his body of work. And it's not great. It's not great.
You've seen Trump during his, but the fact of the matter is, I go back to this, Jay, 75% of Americans don't want either Trump or Biden.
But that, period. To me, that's a moot point because you've got one of the two to choose, okay? As it stands now, you want to tell me Gavin Newsom is going to come in like a white knight in Chicago? Michelle Obama's denied it, which I still don't firmly believe. Okay, you want to tell me that? You want to tell me that Trump will be locked up in some jail and therefore they're going to call on Nikki Haley again? Come on.
He might. Actually, he might be locked up. But the fact of the matter is that he takes my idea of doing a television series. He can both make a lot of money and possibly use that as a vehicle to win the presidency.
Holland, I love you. You know that. By the way, read Holland's column in The Hill. Every Monday, Holland writes a great
and UPI and UPI on Wednesday.
There you go.
And you'll be interested. You'll be interested by one next Monday is on Afghanistan and the withdrawal.
You know, if I have more time, you took it right out of my mouth. How about Mark Milley this past week? Huh? He really laid it out for people with that botched withdrawal. 13 service members killed at Abbey Gate. My goodness. Did Billy lay it out for you front and center? That's something you and I will discuss next time.
That is the way we do business. No matter who's the president, we seem to have the same outcome. And it's just outrageous when you listen to how, and look, one administration gets another administration's problems. Nixon had to deal with Vietnam and didn't
do it right. Holland, you know they didn't do it right. They didn't do it right, Holland. 13 people will be alive today. You didn't do it right. You left all that military equipment there for the enemy. Come on. It was like Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras over there. You know it, and I know it. That's something you and I will discuss next time. How's that?
We can talk about facts, but the fact of the matter is, how can you declare a non-combat evacuation by the State Department when you're doing it under fire? I mean, who was in charge of this? Who was in charge of this in the White House to allow this to happen?
You and I vehemently disagree over this.
No, we don't disagree.
But I invite you back next week to discuss. How's that?
Absolutely, Jay.
Have a fantastic weekend. Read Holland's piece on the Hill every week, folks. Chairman of the Killing Wind Group. And, of course, best-selling author as well with the new Mad. Great weekend, my friend. We'll talk.
You too. And I'm going to you can be a co-producer of The Day with the Donald.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I like that. Yep. The old apprentice days. Man, I'll tell you. Seems like yesterday, right? You're fired.
You're fired.
Unbelievable. Thanks, Holland. Appreciate it, buddy. Have
Take
a good
care.
Weekend.
Bye-bye.